Welcome back to the Blush Podcast. I'm your host, Nah. You know me, yes. But we have two new voices on the podcast today. Hopefully, one's permanently or reoccurring as well. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Liasia. I'm an AMC major. It's my first semester at FIT. And you can follow me on Instagram or TikTok or anywhere. It's at Liasia Janae, and I'm excited to be here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jimena. I am an AMC major and a sophomore. Well, you can also follow me on Instagram, Jimena Gamarra with double R. And yeah, I'm so excited to be here joining this baddie. So be a baddie and follow us.
Yes. Okay. So you came here. You see the title. Yes. So we're talking about friendships. Toxic friendships, losing friendships, the whole dealio. So, not dealio. Oh my God. I don't know why I said that. But what truly makes a toxic friendship? Like, what is a toxic friendship to you, to be honest?
Okay. My biggest thing is friends who don't support you. I feel like that's really, really toxic. Mm. Or friends who
gaslight you.
Yes, gaslight you.
Or I feel like gaslighting is like
you're always the problem.
Yeah, that makes you feel like you're always like the one who's like to blame for it. Even like in small problems, like it's always you and it's never them.
It's never them.
Like what makes a toxic friend to me? I feel like definitely like the not supporting you, or like I feel like friendships rely on love languages as well. Like not understanding, nor like I don't know, like going with your love language. Like I love quality time.
Yeah.
Or like, and it like it depends on the quality time, but like it could be any type of quality time. Yeah. Like we could talk on the phone, we could hang out in person, but I love in person more. Oh, but yeah, like
come to my dorm and do homework.
Yeah, like, just like be there around me in the vicinity. Yeah.
Or like another toxic thing is friends who are very, like, switch up. I don't know if you've ever done that. Like, 1 minute they're super happy with you, and the next they're like, don't talk to me.
For what?
Yeah, friends who take relationships way too seriously. Like, it's a relation, like, it's a boyfriend-girlfriend type thing. Like, it's supposed to be easy.
I might be one of those bitches, though. But it's just, I just love my friends.
Yeah.
And, but, like, obviously it's not too much. Yeah. But, like, yeah. What do you guys think of, like, having your friends' locations?
Honestly, like, I feel like having my friends' location, I'm not, like, stalking them or anything, but it just gives me, like, comfort, you know? Like, or she at home, like, at 1 a.m., or where is she? Like,
or, like, a sense of security, too, because even just with your friends. Exactly. I think I only have two of my friends' locations. How many do you guys have?
I have, like, mostly all of them. Like, all my like, immediate friends.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I have all their locations, but I'm a little weirdo. I'd be checking, I'll be like, I'm kind of bored right now. Where are they?
Oh, my God. I do the same thing.
Where are they at? And then I'm like, okay, like, they're here. Really? Like, let me text them. We're in, like, the same vicinity. Yeah. Like, what are they doing? I want to know.
Yeah. It's good,
we
too,
can hang out.
If you guys hang out a lot. Because you're like, okay, I know where they are.
I mean, some of my friends are like, you know, back in Peru, and I love to see what they're doing. Like, are they, you know, in the mall? Are they in their house? Like, why are they all day in their house? Like, girl, go get some exercise on.
Go outside.
Have you ever had someone like
clock in?
Be somebody.
God damn.
Have you guys ever had a friend tell you they're somewhere and then lie about it?
I don't think so.
Really?
But for me, it's mostly like I lie about if I'm running late sometimes.
Oh my God!
And then my friend's like, "I know you're not."
Yeah, I'll be like, "Yeah, I just left," but like I'm still putting on my shoes on. It's okay. We all do it. But like one thing about like if you ditch your friends for your partner, that's the one that gets me. Crazy. It annoys me because I prioritize my friends a lot, maybe too much, something I need to chill on. But like for sure, like if you've seen your man every single day of the week or like a majority of the time, and then like this is the one time that we were able to hang out, and you're like, actually,
that's
like that pisses me off.
What I was talking about when I said that friend who would only come to my house to go leave to go see her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
So,
like,
yeah, that's crazy as hell.
I was going through it, but.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
If that's happening to you,
run.
Run.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Away.
It's so, so bad. Yeah. I feel like that's the only things that I'm like, oof, yeah, that's a no. Ooh, I guess, like, definitely, like, doesn't love on you. Like, I know, like, yeah, you aren't my partner, yeah. But, like, loving on me as, like, in, like, your accomplishments again, or, like, yeah, oh, like, wow, girl, you look so good. Like,
exactly.
Or, like,
affirmation.
Like, yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
I feel like those are my top three of, like,
how
toxic.
Do you guys feel about if your friend copies you, is that, like, copy or is that, like, your twin?
For me, like, copying, I don't see it as copying. Like, but, like, also, like, if we're going to the same place and you're like, bitch, why didn't I get the memo? Like, why didn't you text me, like, the outfit or something? But I think it's cute. Like,
we pull up,
and, like, you have a green top, I have green pants or some shit. And, like, you have white pants and I have a white top or, like, something like that. Or, like, just matching bags. I don't care. Like,
right.
We're
so
just,
cute.
It's cute. It's cute to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. People who are weird about, like, oh, you're copying me.
Yeah.
I think it's strange.
I've seen that going on TikTok.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I feel like if you're weird about that, it's, like, obviously based on insecurity, right?
Yeah.
Like, is she, like, gonna outshine me or stuff like
that?
So, yeah.
What is, like, breakup friendship worthy?
Okay. I feel like I'm going through a friendship breakup right now. And we've been friends since middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Besties in high school and everything. And, you know, now we're kind of on different paths.
Mm-hmm.
I'm across the country. She's back at home. And I personally felt like I was putting in a lot of the effort. If I didn't text her, I'm not getting a text. If I didn't call her, I'm not getting a call back.
Yeah.
And that's what's, like, pushing me towards a friendship breakup. Because it's just, like, the same energy is not reciprocated.
Yeah. I feel that's, like, important in everything. Like,
exactly.
Like, yeah. Like, just,
this is just one-sided.
Yeah. Like, no, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work at all.
Yeah. I also think I'm going through a friendship breakup, like, right now, not with a friend that I met here in school, actually.
Mm.
So maybe if she's listening to this.
Speak your truth.
Okay. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I feel like lately, like, she's just been putting me down in every way possible, and I don't think she, like, realizes that, but, like, I don't know.
So do you think you should communicate with her? Like,
yeah,
would you tell
the
her?
The thing is that I've already, like, talked to her, and, like, she has, like, made already, like, small, like, stuff that made me, like, feel, like, a little bit uncomfortable, but, like, it keeps, like, escalating, so now I'm, like, okay, like, I don't know what to do, so, like, guys, like, you know, drop some
advice.
Wait, no, we're supposed to be getting
should I drop her or no?
poll on the Blush Podcast Instagram. Like.
Yeah, bro, pull up in my DMs for real. No, but, like, I feel like for me, like, friendship breakups are so hard because I'm, like, if I'm your friend, like, I want to be your friend for as long as I can, right? So, like, stuff like that, like, really gets me. So, yeah, hopefully, like, you know, she's not the best communicator, and she takes stuff really personally, so we shall see how that goes.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, and that's hard, because I feel like friendships at our age, where we are, is, like, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Because soon, you know, we'll have our own little families,
exactly.
And, like.
And those friends are going to be, like, slightly on the back burner.
Yeah.
But, like, I just love when, like, I see, like, older women, like,
yes,
prioritizing
and
friendships
Sex in the
too.
City.
Not Sex in the City.
No,
like,
yeah.
No.
Wait, like, the girls in the movie.
The show.
Yes, I know.
Oh.
I know exactly
okay,
what you're
yeah.
talking about. But I'm like, Carrie was a shit friend.
You're
in my
right,
opinion. Yeah, she's the blueprint of not how to be as a friend.
I, yeah. Don't be like
I don't know if that's
yeah,
propaganda
yeah.
or no. Yeah.
I never watched the show. I just see
you
pictures.
Should. You should watch the show.
Yeah.
It's a good show. I feel like this is, like, the right time to watch the show because, like, you're a young
show.
Woman in
yeah.
New York, like,
okay.
doing shit
okay,
right now.
Daddy.
So, yeah, you should watch the show. It's
okay.
It's a very
I
good
will.
Show. But, yeah, a little reference. Yeah, Carrie's, like, the queen of prioritizing her relationships over her friends,
oh my
basically.
God, yeah.
And I don't want to spoil it for you, so I won't
yeah.
reveal
no,
any
no.
information, but you need to watch it.
Okay,
if
I'll
you have
it.
Max. This
yes.
is not sponsored, but yes.
But you should sponsor us.
Hopefully. I wish. Yes, please, Max. Sponsor us.
Send us a free trial.
Yes. Free trial of Max. At least. But hopefully, I wish. But yeah, I feel like friendship breakup really for me, I've never had, well, they're not really friendship breakups that end with like in like a catalyst. It's mostly like, oh, we just fade away.
Oh, that's how I feel. Yeah, it is.
Like it's just like a fading away thing. I remember, like, I think about this friendship like every now and then. Like I was in like this friendship group in high school, and like we did like everything together. Like the when the school starts, we like meet up. Mm-hmm. Like it was cute. And then like I don't know, like summer going into college, like I didn't text them, they didn't text me. Yeah. And then it just like,
so it was like only a high school type friend.
I don't know, but we hung out outside. Outside. It wasn't like we were just meeting up like in school. Like we were hanging out outside of school. Like, yeah. So I was just like, oh, like, and I don't know. And then like by the time I realized, oh wait, I haven't talked to them, I felt like it was like too late. Mm-hmm. And like and I'm always feeling weird. Like, should I reach out? Yeah.
Or do you guys? Okay, so. Do you have any friends that you don't need to talk to at all? And
then
you
can talk
to and then it's perfect?
Oh, for sure. Okay. My friend Zaria from back home, shout out to you. But, yeah, I feel like and also my friend Bachelor, like, we both have, like, different lives and, like, different things going on. Yeah. I feel like when we meet up, like, it's all...
It's perfect.
It's all lasts, all vibes, and it's...
Right,
yeah. Those are the good friends.
Yeah, like, well, very low maintenance. But, like, I feel like when it comes to, like, losing a friend, like, it sucks. It really does suck. Like, it's more of just, like, damn, like, what did I do? Or, like, like, I don't know. I feel like it probably... It hurts more. Well, I haven't had a very hard, like, damn, like... friendship breakup. It was more of like,
okay. Especially if it's not like mutual.
Yeah.
Like, what if the other friend doesn't even know that you're like
trying to cut them off?
I
feel like I'm on the other. I don't know. It's either like mutual cut off, not even
really?
Cut off.
Or I like, feel like mine is one sided.
Like you doing the cutting?
Yeah. Well, like no, because the one friendship breakup we're going through right now. I don't even think she knows.
She probably doesn't. Well, you know, you could like slowly send this to her and be like, hey,
you should listen to this episode.
You should listen. I'm on it. This is my first podcast hosting episode.
You should listen.
Hey, yeah. Let me know what you think.
Yeah.
Or she could be clueless and be like, oh, like, oh my God, who were you talking
literally,
about?
Literally, that's
like, that's so crazy, girl. Like, what? Yeah. Yeah, what do you think? Like
your friend can become like your sister.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah,
it's like a different level of intimacy. That you're like,
so like losing someone that you know, you thought that was gonna be there for you, like as long as you know, time wanted, like, and just like be caught.
Yeah,
it's painful, of course.
You're probably like, oh my God, yeah, our kids are gonna grow up together.
Yeah.
And
oh my
like,
God. Yeah,
did you guys ever do that as a kid? Be like, we're gonna get an apartment.
Well, definitely the apartment stuff, but then I'm like, no, I don't want anyone to live with me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I did the whole dorming thing. I'm like, okay, I lived with another person. Like, I'm done with
you're
that. Sure. They'll be sick of me. Yeah. But, like, I definitely did, like, oh, my God, our kids. We're going to tell this story to our kids and da da da.
I remember talking with my friends, like, I don't know, in high school about, like, moving to New York and, like, moving to, like, you know, like, just, like, abroad. You know, that never happened. So that is really, you know, sad. But I still, like, have contact with them. So, like, if you're one of my friends, I love you. You're a baddie, of course.
Wait, okay, kind of bring up that. Have you guys had friends where you feel like they're stagnant and not growing?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard because you're growing as
absolutely
a person and things are changing for you, but they're still, like...
Yeah.
I see that there's, like, different categories of friendship. Like, there's, like... And sometimes those categories or those circle of friends don't need to mix. Sometimes they can mix.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sometimes you have your, like, party friends that, like,
oh my God,
you only
yeah
ask, like, to go out with. And you just know it's going to be a good time. And then you have, like, your friends that you have everything for. You have your work friends, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have those different categories. And sometimes they could blend together and, like, transition.
Yeah, that's true.
But, like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, your friends are your friends for a reason. Like,
yeah,
you have different, like, things for each person. Yeah.
But I love those friendships that, like, you can do anything with them. It's
yeah.
Like,
they're
so
like a all-in-one.
Like, yeah.
An all-in-one.
Yeah, my
Heads and shoulders.
You need a head and shoulder kind of friend.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. But we're going to go on to a game. Like, I feel like we should play a game real quick. Yeah, so this game is called Friendship Ya or Friendship Faux Pas. Yeah. Go with the program. So we're all going to say some friendship scenarios or friendship things. And we're going to all decide if that's a ya or faux pas or, like, just our little opinions and fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can go first, I guess. Okay. A friend not doing something for your birthday. And when I mean not doing something, I mean, like, anything. Like, because sometimes you get busy.
Of course.
And, like, you can't show up to a specific party or, like, you can't do something or money is tight. But, like, definitely, like, probably going out for a drink with them or, like, getting them something little or doing a favor with them. But, like, not doing anything. What do you think?
I think that's a friendship faux pas.
Definitely.
Because you can easily do something for somebody.
Like a card.
Even a little paragraph.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if it's like a card with a piece of paper that you found in your apartment. Like, you can write something from them. Like, I think it's not about like how much you do for them, but like it's the simple actions, you know? Like, even if you're just like, you know, as you said, like, a text message or like a card or like just like, you know, like,
even if you just go in their room and start playing birthday music and start dancing for them. That's what I do every time. It's one of my friend's birthdays, I sing for them.
My friends do that. Yeah, they make me like a birthday song because like, yeah, my name is Nan. There's like so many songs.
And see, like that's something
that
so sentimental and easy, but like fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I always, it's obviously faux pas. Mm-hmm. I feel like I always try to do at least something, like, but I don't know. One thing that I tend to do is, like, I think in, like, the realm of myself and not, like, oh, what would they like sometimes? Mm. So, like, I need to get out of that. But I'm, like, at least, like, if I'm there, like, I'm there. Like, I'm there supporting you, like, yes, this is your day, girl. Like, or I'm going to buy you a drink or I'm going to, like, buy you at least something in the moment, you know?
Yes.
But, like, yeah, I'm, like, not the best with certain stuff.
Also, I think it depends a lot on, like, the type of, like, love language you have.
Yeah, because, for like, sure. Going back to that.
I think I'm for sure, like, a gift giver. So, like, I'm going to get you a gift, girl. Like, I know for a fact that if it's your birthday, I'm gonna buy you something. Like, I was talking to this, like, with one of my friends, and she was like, yeah, but it's not about, like, the amount of money you spend. I know, like, for sure, but, like, I'm going to get you that Sony Angel. I'm going to get you that Ariana Grande perfume.
Oh, my God.
You this. I love you.
Not Cloud.
I got her Thank You Next, I think. Yeah, and it smells so good.
I have
it was
a pink,
just, like,
one.
It's so good. It's so good. Mm. So yeah, definitely, like, if you're more, like, you know, a gift giver or something like that, it definitely depends on, like, you know, the type of phone coverage you have. So, like, you can't expect, like, the same for, like,
each
friend.
Each friend,
yeah. It's definitely
different. Each friend is different.
Do you guys expect an Instagram story post on your birthday?
I don't, because, I'm not an active social media user, because I'm not going to repost it.
Okay. Some people will get mad.
Yeah.
If you don't post them on
their own. I mean, I'm not going to repost them, but if you're my close friend, I want you to post a picture of me, like, even if it's, like, in your close friends and be like, happy birthday to this baddie.
I just want at least a text and then obviously a hangout. No, but, like, I mean, post it on the store, I'm like, I don't know.
No, yeah.
I don't know. I'm weird with social media.
I feel like definitely, like, in the past, I was a hater. Like, don't post me. Like, I don't want anyone to know it's my birthday, especially because my birthday is, like, one day before Halloween. So it's, like, kind of like, oh, are they expecting a party?
Yeah.
So it's, like, no, you know. But, yeah, I think, I don't know.
Me and my friends,
what about you?
we post embarrassing pictures.
It's, like, a tradition. So it's, like, fun.
Yeah,
no.
That's like, oh, God, what are they about to pull out, you know?
Oh, God, no. Yeah. I'll be in crazy situations. Don't post any of me. No. Oh, no. What's yours?
My?
Yes.
Like, scenario? Okay.
Your scenario.
Constructive criticism. Is your friend being too real?
Or she being a hater?
Or she being a hater?
I feel like I'm...
Is that faux pas or not?
Yeah. I feel like it's a... It depends. It could be both. Tone? Yeah, it depends on either the tone or, like... I'm always going to be honest with my friends. That's something I pride myself in doing, like, damn, like... Or this. Because I just want them to be better and do better, and
of
then
course.
I would just hope that, like, they're they want the same for me. They want to do the same for me. So, like, yeah, like, it depends. There's a nice happy medium between criticism and, like, oh, you're just a fucking hater.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think it depends in, like, the consistency. Because
if it's constant.
Yeah, if it's constant, like, I'm just, you know, no, like, girl, I know you're being a hater right now. Because if she, like, finds, like, even, like, small things about you and, you know, finds a way to somehow, like, turn it into, like, a constructive criticism. Like, girl, let me be real with you for a second.
No,
girl, don't even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so mine is about, I know most of the people who are going to listen to this are going to really relate to this, but, like, when your mom knows before, like, how the friendship is going to, like, turn out. So, like, if your mom doesn't like the friend, like, is it a, you know.
I feel like, obviously, like, I don't really be listening to my mom like that. I feel like most people are like, oh, mom, you're just saying that. Like, you crazy.
Yeah.
And then, so I think it's, like, it's like, it should be both. I don't know. It's both.
Yeah, I think
like, so. Oh, your mom doesn't like your friend. That's a faux pas. I feel like, I don't know.
Never had that experience.
I've had that experience where my mom is like, oh, yeah, like, there's something up with her. And then I'll be like, no, like,
but
that's
does
just
it
her.
Turn out to, like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we did.
Well, one of them,
I've had the same friends. I had the same group of friends in elementary, same friends in middle school, and then same group of friends in high school. So it's like, there wasn't many newcomers.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Comers.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, mothers can be...
They can be right. But psychic.
That was weird.
Or they can try to hibernate you from...
Oh, yeah, for
that's
sure.
You know, if they see something, they're like, oh, no, she might try to take her out and go do this.
But I think it's either, like... It just depends on the mom.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might be their own trauma.
Yeah, exactly. Because
that's the reason why
you're
I don't
projecting.
Listen to my mom. I'm like, is it just you saying because you know, or is it because you're projecting? But she does know, because it's just out of her experiences. But I'm like, you've been hurt too many times, babe. Like, you're...
Yeah, let
like,
me figure it out.
You got, yeah, like, that's why I don't listen to her sometimes. But keep giving that advice, mom.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. Yes. But yeah, that was fun, y'all.
That was
a very, very... fun game. But yeah, in conclusion, it's okay to lose friends. It really is okay.
It's
a part of life. It's a part of growing, and you just become a different person, and like, just, it's good to like change is good. It's always good.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's a blessing, like, you don't need those people in your life anymore.
Exactly.
It's just like, they're just a memory and existence that you could look back on and be like, oh.
You can also think of it like this. Have you heard the thing where, like, people talk about seasons?
Yeah.
Like, that friend was there for that
season.
And then there's going to be a next season.
Yes.
You're going to find new characters for the season.
Yes.
And
a little.
Maybe they're going to be forever characters.
Yeah, a little sneak peek to maybe one of the future characters. Episodes. You know,
oh,
that
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
that too. A little sneak peek. But yeah, and there's many ways to find new friends too.
Yeah.
Join a club.
Blush.
Blush. Yeah.
Blush.
You could go to your local coffee shop and, like, read a book and ask mysterious.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe wait for them to come up to you, but that might not
happen. Oh, my God. I went to a bar a few months ago or a year ago, and I went with a few friends and some mutual friends, and there was this girl. It's a jazz bar, by the way.
Okay,
it's
that.
They're playing jazz. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
And she's reading a book.
Oh my
and
God.
it's like the jazz takes over the room. I'm like, you're reading a book for real? Like,
hey,
why
I
are you reading
do
the book?
That.
I'm just like you want people to
you
see
you
so bad.
Yeah, you
want to
be able to stare at
her. Yeah, I'm just like,
no.
Did you talk to her?
No, well, the people I was with, they're like, oh, my God, what are you reading? It worked.
It worked.
So if you want to make friends, go to a jazz bar and read a book.
Little tip.
Or yes.
Text people on Instagram, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I've met so many people.
Yeah. Slide in the DMs.
Slide in the DMs.
Yeah, slide in the DMs. Yes. Well, it's been real, y'all. I hope you had a good time with us. We definitely did. And we will see you next time.
Bye.